For time purposes, we will go right to him. His name is Henry Shinkoff. You know him well, Shinkoff Communications, working on some of the biggest campaigns of yesteryear. Clinton, Bloomberg, you name it. Big happenings in the world of politics yesterday. We welcome the great Hank. Sir, how are you?
Well, I feel great. Thank you very much. How's everything?
I'm okay. You know, this was long and drawn out. I did not expect any surprises here. I certainly did not have to refer to the fact he had the name listed on some sort of a piece of paper a couple of weeks ago, highlighted in yellow. To me, she was the right pick. And that being Kamala Harris, your take on the announcement finally coming at around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon?
It was great sweepstakes, a lot of excitement, no surprises. He told you it was going to be a woman, okay. He didn't tell you which one, okay. Yeah, they paraded out a list of names to see if there was a Biden camp did, to see if there was any reaction. They got some reaction of Val Demings, who would have been a good choice, the congresswoman from Florida, because she's an ex-cop. And she was African-American. She would have been fine. I thought maybe at the last minute they'd say, well, we need a Latina, which would make some sense because, you know, black numbers are going to be, African-American turnouts are going to be pretty significant. And it's not likely they would vote for the Democrat. The data is pretty clear about those kinds of voting patterns. So you need Latinas to win, Latinos to win. Is he going to get them? Well, is he going to get the turnouts? The choice they made was they got to make sure not a repetition of what occurred to Secretary Clinton the last time around. So there you have it.
Hank, you know, I go back to June of 2019 when Harris really was put in the spotlight and really gained points, in my opinion. You know, the back and forth she had with Joe Biden on that debate stage regarding segregation, regarding the South, some references there. You know, she elevated herself. And then I was surprised by her decline. And I actually thought she bowed out of the race a little too soon. Now, listen, I know it's all about dollars and cents and polls and everything else, but why do you think her trajectory downward was in play after that shining moment in time of June of 2019?
That's complicated, I guess. My theory has always been, watching this stuff over the years, certainly having participated in getting people ready for debates at all levels, my theory is that when you have that many candidates on a stage, that elimination is easy because people can't, just average Americans, cannot keep their eyes on all of that all the time. It's like too much action. So the poll numbers dropped. The attack was seen as gratuitous. And frankly, I think the response was sexist to some extent. A woman shouldn't be that tough. Well, give me a break. And she just fell apart after that. The money, Californians know how to do one thing well, in my view, in politics, which is raise an awful lot of money. And they do it extraordinarily well, and they do a lot of it. So she's good at that. But even then, the money started to dry up. Why? So I think sexism about her being so aggressive in her behavior. And then she, you know, that's what I think really happened.
And I tell you, I thought a big pin in that balloon was Tulsi Gabbard. You know, I thought Gabbard went at her very hard and really spiraled her. You know, the fact as a prosecutor, not doing her job effectively. You know, we've read so many instances regarding marijuana and everything else. You know, putting people away for so long and not really caring. And then the other side of the spectrum, you know, in kind of a liberal approach as well as an AG way back in the day. How tough was the Gabbard situation on her during those debates? I mean, to me, that was a big pin in that balloon.
It was a big pin in the balloon, that and her stepping out on Biden. Those two things together conspired to start to pull her down, and she wasn't able to handle it well, quite frankly. And it looked staged, and in the first case, the attack on Biden looked staged and prepared, and the Gabbard thing, she was speechless. And frankly, if you go back and you look at the Gabbard comments, many of them are likely to come up in this general election, and she's going to, I'm sure they're trying to figure out how to answer all of them. Then you can make the argument that this black woman, former attorney general, cop, essentially, that it fits the moment for people in the who are concerned about the violence and the uproar in our streets. A lot of it outrageous, by any measure, and that she might be the antidote, you know? That's what I think some of them think he was likely to have been.
Was it a tough choice? And I said Karen Bass, you know, was quickly gaining speed here. We know about Susan Rice. We know about Stacey Abrams. Was there anybody close? Was it a choice made a while ago? Was there still some deciphering to do between these other three? What about that aspect?
I don't think there was any deciphering to do it. I think it was a show. I mean, it was a game to build excitement. It was kind of like the intro to a movie. It was an advertisement for a decision that had already been made. I don't think Karen Bass was in it. She had a lot of baggage. Susan Rice, well, really. To do that would have been to excite, unfortunately, to pick her would have been to excite a lot of people who did not agree with Obama foreign policy. I mean, Joe Biden had to carry enough of that himself. This was the choice that had been made from day one. The rest of it was pantomime and drama.
Close to Harris said, don't do it. Don't elect to be a running mate with Joe Biden. Why? Because it's almost a dead-end street, as was explained by many. Listen, I disagree. This is not a Dan Quayle deal here. This isn't an Al Gore deal. And the reason being, because you got a 77-year-old guy who needs to be counted. Let's face it, Kamala's, what, 56 or so? She's quick. She's appealing, in my opinion. You know, forget the viewpoints and everything else. She's strong. You know, the liberal nature of it all will come into play very soon. But for that very reason, I felt she was the right choice, especially when it comes to a guy who is befuddled regarding how he talks. You want to talk about gaffes. You want to talk about basement. You want to talk about the stifling and everything else. All plays into the equation with this pick. What do you think?
I think that they're going to rip her apart. I think the independent expenditure campaigns have already been prepared. The fact is that she is very likely to be the president of the United States if they are elected. How so? He is 78 years old on the day he is sworn in. You're going to have an 82-year-old, 83-year-old president. Not that it wouldn't be good or he wouldn't be competent. But the probabilities are just, you know, natural, right? It just can't go on. But I think the gaffe thing will show up in an ad with her as the response to the gaffe, and there will be a laugh track. Because they'll make her look like a jerk in an ad, and those things tend to work. I produce tough ads. I understand how it gets done. It's going to be a very difficult campaign, and they're not shoo-ins by any measure of the imagination.
Are these debates going to go on as scheduled, first one being September 29th?
What choice do you have? If I were Biden, would I do it? Sure. I have no choice. Why? I have to prove that I am capable of doing this in public without making errors, and the argument has to be about leadership, and he's got to somehow step around Trump's viciousness, which is going to get worse than normal. And as to Kamala Harris, well, you know, she's going to have to take on Pence, which shouldn't be that difficult. I mean, that's a bad combination for the Republicans. But Biden to Trump savaging him appropriately, and then savaging Kamala Harris at the same time. See, Joe can't get a word in edgewise. He'll make some nasty comment, and then he wants her, and she's this and that. I mean, it's going to be tough. Not easy. And he's already told you. He started yesterday when he talked about the Kavanaugh hearings and her behavior, as he saw it, which makes her a hero to an awful lot of other people. But to some people, she'll be seen as a devil. That is a different question.
Last one, Henry. He's down in the polls, 40% approval. I'm not a big poll guy. It's a snapshot in time. But when I look at a whole bunch of them, and the same signals are coming out. Major poll, Biden's up 10 points. Now, that slipped 3 from June. Keep an eye on that. Is it all about COVID right now? How the rest of the way? Listen, I said this months ago. You know, how the president handles this pandemic down the stretch will be the key as far as reelection. Do you agree with that?
The con job that he has to make is that somehow that he handled it well and the economy is bouncing back and Americans are going back to work and he's fought the battle for them and led them. If he can make that argument, which is not true, but if he can make it, and there's truth and politics often don't meet, well, then he'll be reelected. Is it impossible? It is absolutely not impossible.
I can't help but notice, and I'll throw this at you, where in the world is Waldo? Or should I say Mike Pence? We haven't seen hide or hair of him. He should be out there, task force and everything else. Listen, I get it. No Fauci, no Burks. Where's Mike Pence been?
Mike Pence is who knows where. Is he a problem for Trump? The religious right's going to vote for Donald Trump anyway. It's a choice between Biden and Harris and Trump, so he doesn't gain anything. Could they get rid of Pence? It wouldn't be a bad idea. If they put Haley on the ticket today, would that work, you bet? So Mike Pence may be unemployed, or if he's still employed, well, he's got to figure out how to sharpen up those debate skills. She knows what she's stage.
No question. She will make mincemeat out of him. He's got to be careful and ready, sir. You always are. I appreciate that. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care of yourself. Travel safely. We'll see you.